This is not just another golf podcast. This is Golf Underground. This is Golf Underground. We just happen to be the third funniest podcast in golf. We interview PGA Tour pros, Hall of Fame athletes, rock stars, business leaders. Sure, we talk about golf, but we have fun. All right, let's do it. Welcome to Golf Underground. Now your hosts, Wardo, Sully, and MLB Hall of Famer, George Brett.
Thanks for joining the Golf Underground. Now, the Golf Underground is brought to you by Star Companies, KC. Experience a more energy efficient and comfortable home with Star's insulation services. Regain functional medicine. Feel better, function better, move better, and look better. Regal Distributing, specializing in the distribution of food service and professional cleaning supplies to a variety of industries. Cowell Insurance, providing brokerage and risk management services for over 25 years. Sono Orthopedics, care plans backed by research and clinical results tailored perfectly to individual needs. Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia, where you'll score a double eagle on your next car or truck. Sheridan's Unforked, eating good and feeling good. Lewisburg Ford. Nobody sells more F-150s than Lewisburg Ford. And Celebrity Greens. Put a custom PGA caliber putting green in your backyard for the ultimate golf experience. Now, onto the program.
Hey, welcome to Golf Underground. Back in the stable, a lot has happened since the three of us were together. George, you were gone a long time. And so, Wardo, we had to do some shows without you.
There we go.
And I got to tell you, it's just not the same.
A lot more organized.
Was it a lot more organized? No, you had no organization.
No. I said, what are we doing the show on today?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Yeah. I don't come prepared.
This is the Masters.
Yeah,
we don't even have a list of who's playing.
We've got it all right here in front of us.
All right, so tell us, how was your Scottsdale trip and our Kansas City Royals?
You know, we got the Scottsdale trip was good. January 2nd till the end of March. Came home for 2 days for a dinner to honor ALS, and that was a wonderful evening. But the weather was terrible in January again for the third year in a row. But this spring, starting, I'd say, middle of February, it was 75, 80 degrees every day. But three.
Nice.
It was just the most beautiful weather, and we just got to get the good man upstairs to bring that weather in January, mm-hmm. because I live a half hour from where I play, and it's a little elevated. So if it's 55, 58 degrees in Paradise Valley, by the time you get to North Scottsdale, it's windier.
Oh.
It's got a little more chilly. Brisk mm-hmm. in the air. And I bet I played twice a week in January. That's it.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
So, you know,
you know what? You need some of that nice fancy rain guard from.
We need it from Juice.
Juice. Remember that we had the Juice guy on? He never got you your rain guard.
He was going to send me something.
Yeah. Email him. Yeah. Well, the guy that I was teaching yesterday with the great swing, that's his nephew. So.
Oh. I guarantee he's decked out in.
He was wearing Juice underwear yesterday.
What company is this?
That's a great.
It doesn't keep you warm though.
No.
Ask the guys at Whisper Rock. Want these things? They want this. They want the golf stable. Half of them.
It's a well known brand nationally. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Hey, of the year.
Yes, he is. The Midwest Teacher of the Year.
Let's say it is at the Midwest. Is that the whole Midwest or is that the Midwest of Kansas City?
It's the Midwest of Kansas City, which is like a six block area.
Well, for people that actually care, Midwest Section PGA is part this side of Kansas, the east side of Kansas, and the west side of Missouri.
What about Iowa?
No Iowa. There's all these sections. I don't make the rules, George. I just play by them.
Well, George, you talk about crappy weather, man. I don't know if I sent you. I did get a chance. I went to Dublin, Ireland, right? Because my lovely tiger, my Mizzou tiger, and the Golden Girls and the big Mizzou marching band was in the St. Paddy's Day parade in Dublin. So that was something. And then they
survived that.
I said, well, I'm an Irish guy.
Did you survive?
I've worked my whole life to prepare my body for these 7 days, George. I wasn't going to let Dublin take me down. Yeah, I was a wreck. But I did play Port Marnock. I don't know if you ever heard of Port Marnock. It's a beautiful course outside of Dublin. And a good day in Ireland in golf is like a shitty day in Scottsdale,
right,
weather-wise. Mm-hmm. So you just can't be a puss, you know?
Well, I am. When you're 70, believe me, you won't go out and play in that way.
Your body's not 70, George.
My mind is.
Speaking of the Midwest, I actually got a gift. I got a gift from the Wine Wave that came to my house. And usually when we get a gift that comes to the door, it's for Turtle, my lovely wife. And over under is 2.5 boxes per day for her. Well, I opened this dang thing. I didn't know what it was. It was a note from Gary's lovely wife, Woodland's wife, saying congratulations on the deal.
So look at that. Champagne.
Really?
Yeah. I know Gary had nothing to do
with it. No, do you think Gary even knows anything about it? Do you think it was his idea he said, hey, honey, will you do this? Gabby, can you do that for me?
Probably not. He's a man.
No.
No. No, that's when you have a good wife.
It's a very nice gesture, though.
Very nice.
So how many bottles?
A bottle of tequila and a very nice bottle of champagne.
Nice.
Pretty fancy.
And then how much is left?
They're both sitting there full on the counter, ready to roll.
You better put the champagne. Can I give you a hint? Put it in the refrigerator.
Well, Turtle is on it. Let's talk some Masters here.
Okay. Yeah.
So we got the 24 Masters coming up this week. Woodland, this is his last year in the field. We've got some live guys.
What do you mean?
His fully exempt. He needs to play well in order to earn next year.
Okay.
We've got some live guys in the field. We've got some returners. We have Camilo Villegas, who has been probably close to 8 years to 10 years since he's played. Obviously, all the defending champs. Tiger is set to tee it up. And then there's some dark horses, which we'll talk about. I'm not going to give you my picks now. But George, what do you think? Are we going to have a PGA Tour winner this year? Or are we going to have a live winner?
When was the last time Liv had a tournament?
2 weeks ago. I believe they're teeing it up this week again.
This week. Okay. And I think at the Masters, this is the good old boys tournament. You can't wear shorts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a shotgun start.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go in order of where I think a guy from the PGA Tour is going to win.
They are playing at actually Trump National, which is a really hard track, as we all know, this week. So there you go.
And which one? Bedminster?
The one down in Florida.
Oh. From,
that's a good one. I played that one. That's
is that Doral?
Yep.
Is that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Where the tour used to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've got a star-studded field. Obviously, Wyndham Clark's been on a heater. He's been a little banged up with his I think he got hurt training. We've got some new rookies that are coming out. Rookie Fowler's clearly, back from the dead. Some well-renowned amateurs. Stuart Hagestad is an absolute stick. So the field is stacked. And obviously we've got Scotty, who's coming off of should have been three wins in a row, or could have been three wins in a row, two in a row with a missed 5-footer there recently. So what are your thoughts, boys?
Well, I'm mostly focused on the fact that Tiger came out yesterday and said that he's given up sex between now and the Masters.
No, he did.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He publicly said, I'm going to give up sex between now and the Masters. Yeah, and so let's focus on that issue.
Yeah.
Wardo, did you believe that having sex before you tee it up, is it positive or negative thing?
I think oftentimes for most, some of the tour pros I've talked about, it's usually a positive, just a little lighter on their feet, per se. I think it could go either way, clearly.
George?
Well, speaking of past performances and talking to some of Kevin's old girlfriends, you know that old saying, women weaken legs?
Yes.
You know, the Rocky, women weaken legs.
Yes,
you know,
of course.
Burgess, Meredith, Dunham.
Yeah.
I talked to some of Kevin's old girlfriends, and, 30 seconds isn't going to kill you. So I think it relaxes your mind. It really gets some of the tension out of your body.
Right.
And I actually think, Well, I went to the doctor. I'll tell you one. I went to the doctor. Have I told you this?
No, but I'm ready for it.
I go to the doctor and my wife thinks she's a doctor. You know, so she says, hey, bring a, whatever the doctor says, bring a note home because you always get everything screwed up. So I go to the doctor. I was in Arizona. I wasn't feeling good. And so sure enough, I come home and my wife says, what'd the doctor say? And I said, hey, the doctor said I need daily sex. And she's going, come on. I said, I got a note right here. I give her the note. She says, George, this says dyslexia.
Amazing.
So Tiger, maybe he has dyslexia. Maybe he has dyslexia.
That's funny.
He's been diagnosed with dyslexia rather than a bad leg or a bad tongue.
That is good. This is funny. I was playing golf with a guy just last week.
Did it say why he gave up sex? It just said in the... And the deal?
Was it a fake Tiger account?
No, it was on ESPN.
It was April Fool's Day. Come on.
No, this was on the news, right? But anyway, back to the story of this guy I was golfing with last week. Very similar to your story. After he got his vasectomy, you know, you're supposed to kind of keep the pipes, you know, sure, working a little bit. And he had the doctor write a note saying that he had to have sex every day for 30 days. And he showed it to his wife. And she did it with him for 30 days. And then at the end, he said, I was just bullshit. Yeah. Yeah.
And hasn't been played since.
Yeah. So I guess, yeah. Before we get off the sex topic, back in your day, was that ever talked about, like, to baseball? Because like when I was in the 80s, people would be like, hey, you got a big game coming up.
Yeah.
Because you need your testosterone and your anger and all that shit. That was everything.
It was never brought up.
Never a thing.
Never brought up.
All right. Who's your pick?
We're already going to picks.
Yeah, might as well start there.
All right. I've got two. I'm going to go with my dark horse first. He's been playing great. He's a rookie. Jake Knapp, absolute bomber, former bouncer at a Scottsdale nightclub, and great lettuce, just bombs it. I think that length is obviously going to be a thing here, here at Augusta. And I also, this is going to be, I'm going to take a live guy.
Of course. I know who you're going to pick.
Who?
Victor Hovland. No, he's a PGA. No, but I know he's a Victor guy. No, I know. Wait, let me pick who I think you're going to pick. No. Can I?
Go ahead.
I think you're going to pick... I don't say that. I think you're going to go with Runham.
Brooks.
I like it. Yeah.
I'm taking Brooks. Those two guys right there will be in the top 10 at the end of the week, guaranteed. One of them may win. There you go.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to produce two? And a dark horse can't be somebody like Patrick Cantlay, who you picked
like
last
he did. That's who you picked last year.
In the world.
Yeah. I got to go with Jordan Spieth. I just love the guy. I think the guy can play. And my dark horse is going to be a guy I don't even know. He was the guy last week, Dunkel or something. He missed a couple putts. He shot 11 under. I don't even know if he made the tournament. Is that alphabetical
order? He's not in the tournament.
Huh?
He's not in the tournament.
He wouldn't be in there?
No.
He's going to win his NASA at his club.
Yeah, he'll be playing
On that one.
All right, so who you got?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to see who's playing.
Well, here, we'll let you. I'll take it from here.
Go ahead.
And this might not be considered a dark horse, but he's far enough down on the list. My man, Justin Rose.
I like it.
No one's talking a lot about Justin Rose.
Move that up.
I'm going to say that Rahm is going to repeat. I believe the first man to repeat, I believe, since, what was it, 2000? Gosh, who was the last guy? It'll hit me. But yeah, he's going to repeat. I just think I think he's still the best. Well, no one's better than Scottie Scheffler, but boy, Rahm's just so good.
Will Bubba come back from the dead, speaking of former champs, and put himself on the make a cut?
That.
Will he make a cut?
Bubba?
No.
He's too nutty. But how about we go back to Spieth? You mentioned you like Spieth. What's your take,
I just
Wardo?
I
know you like him.
Freddie Couples is playing. I saw his name.
Former champ. All right,
he always plays well there. No, I can't pick Fred. Fred's too old, and he's got a bad back.
He gets strokes, though.
How many shots does he get? Does he get to play the senior tees?
He doesn't get to play the senior tees.
So I think Spieth's obviously come a long way with his game. I think that's a good pick out of George. Do I think he'll win? No, but I think he'll be there. He'll be in the mix come Sunday knocking on the door, but I don't think he's going to be hanging with my
Would guy. Max Homa be a long shot?
Oh, we'll let Tweener. You have that. We'll let you have that.
We'll let him have that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you guys a question. Is it better for right-handers or left-handers? Is the setup better for what?
I think it's better on paper.
Because I was going to say Harmon.
There's a lot of
he's been pretty good this year, hasn't he?
He's played quite well, but he doesn't have the ball speed, the towering apex like Harry Hillier does. And so I think that he'll be competitive, but he's not going to be the winner.
Why do you think?
Let me ask you a question. I want to ask you guys a question. If the weather's beautiful, say 75 degrees every day, not a cloud in the sky, it could be windy. What if it's raining? Would you take somebody else under what conditions where the ball's going to plug in the fairways or?
I think the people that can carry it the farthest and don't have a flatter ball flight that require a roll are going to have more of a, so they can fly it to the corners of 10, they can fly it to the corners of 13.
But doesn't it rain there pretty much every other year?
I think sometimes, yeah, it can get cold, can get wet.
So. I mean, I don't care about the cold. I'm just talking about the wetness of the grounds.
Yeah, it's been pretty wet as of recent years, so I think that plays into it as well. So.
See, if that's the case, too, then you're going to go with someone like an Irishman, you know, who's used to playing in the elements, perhaps like a Shane Lowry, right? Who doesn't give a shit. He's not going to moan about it. Is he giving up sex also? I'm not sure he has it.
Do you think he's giving up alcohol for the week?
Hell no.
No. There's too many fun parties and things to go to during the beginning of the week here, George.
No, and you have John Daly always sets up his little, Hooters. Yeah, his little Hooters. Yeah, he's going to be set up there for all you.
He's been there lately in the last, since they put all those indoor clubhouses where players go. I was there
10 years
ago, and I got a tour of that. It is the most amazing thing you've ever seen.
You mean across the street in Washington?
No, it's right there. It's you're on the grounds. I mean, I forget Bergman's place. The place is the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in my life, and it's open 4 days a year. Think about that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Millions and millions of dollars, and it's
four days
a year, and it's just, it's incredible.
So I saw a TikTok video yesterday, and it was a weed in the fairway.
Oh.
And they showed you how they got rid of a weed. So they don't just pull the weed. One weed was sticking out of one of the fairways, and they go in almost with a, it's like a knife. It's a little knife. Go around, pull it out. They'll pull the weed out through the root and then plug it back down into the fairway. It's unbelievable, right? For those of you who've been there, the TV doesn't do it justice. And, you know, even when you just see, like in the morning, I remember it was on 6, we got there 6 in the morning, set up our chairs, and they had a lady, she had to be 90 years old, trimming the bunkers on the sixth hole.
Wow.
Like every little, blade, it's like scissors or some tool, little clippers. You're like pruning the thing, right? She had to be 90 years old. And I'm like, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just bullshit. It's like, you really have to put in the work. Mm-hmm. And they do it better than anybody. So, for those of you who hadn't got a chance to go there, get a practice.
I said Max Homa was and Jordan Spieth. Those are my two guys.
Yeah.
No dark horses.
But he never wins anyway.
Show me the list again. I'll pick a guy. Show me the list again.
Yeah. All right. We'll do this. Why don't we take a commercial break? We're going to school up George, right? You're going to coach him up, make sure he's okay with his picks. We come back. I want to talk a little bit about Justin Thomas.
Oh, I got one.
You hold it for the commercial break?
Okay. Go ahead.
We'll be back with George's pick. You're going to Golf Underground.
Guys, as the male body ages, testosterone levels steadily decline, and your body's become increasingly unable to produce healthy levels of the primary male hormone, testosterone. At Regain Functional Medicine, we can help you regain your quality of life with testosterone replacement therapy. TRT improves brain function, sleep cycles, heart health, performance, and overall body composition so you can feel better, function better, move better, and look better. Visit us today at ifeelmuchbetter.com. Regain Functional Medicine, with locations in Lawrence and Leawood. Regain is better.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified or organic farms, prime-going regions, artisan producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked. Honest, clean food.
Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance, claim, and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
What's up, Underground? Sully here with a message from our friends over at Bob's Site. Now, buying a new vehicle can be a bit like buying a new set of clubs, which means when you want to drive the ball straight, you seek advice from experts, golf pros, like our boy Wardo. And when it comes to buying your next car or truck, you also need expert advice so that you drive away in style. Well, you now have options with the Site family's expanded dealership, now including Honda and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lawrence, Kansas. And they're there to guide you to the perfect vehicle. With a commitment to exceptional service and a real passion for helping each customer, they're like the trusted golf pros of the auto world. And they're ready to analyze your needs and match you with your ideal ride. So step into bobsite.com or visit their Lawrence locations. Experience the difference of a team that's dedicated to helping you navigate your options, ensuring you drive off with confidence and satisfaction. Hey, Brian Sullivan of Golf Underground with my favorite orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Kevin Witte from Sano Orthopedics. Hey, Doc, golf season's over. My back is killing me. I know it's football season, so you get a lot of kids coming in, blown ACLs, all sorts of body parts with problems. And then, of course, those baseball players. I know you fix a lot of elbows. Why is Sano Orthopedics the absolute best sports medicine orthopedic group in Kansas City?
Well, if you want to see the guys in town, I've had the best orthopedic fellowship training in sports medicine, including training with Dr. James Anders and Dr. Larry Lemack. Come see us. We individualize patients' plans to get them back to that activity and that sport that they love, and we actually care and listen to our patients and follow up with them and make sure that they're getting the results they need.
Okay, and so the three things that separate you, number one, best training. Number two, you specialize in getting people on that field. Number three, you're actually listen. Where can I learn more? Because you got me all in and I don't really want to get fixed, but it's time.
At SanoOrthopedics.com, 816-525-2840.
Hi, this is George Brett, Hall of Fame baseball player, and I've been playing golf for over 35 years. Hitting the ball far was never my problem, but the closer I got to the greens, that's when my problems began. When I wanted a golf practice area in my backyard, I called Celebrity Greens. They are the industry leader in custom-built synthetic golf greens. These championship-caliber, low-maintenance greens roll great, react like real bent grass, and hold chip shots that check and spin. I absolutely love mine, not only in Kansas City, but also in Arizona. Call the pros at Celebrity Greens at 1-888-507-7960 or visit them online at celebritygreens.com. Practice like the pros or people like me that want to be pros right in your own backyard.
Hey, Brian Sullivan, Golf Underground, with a little tip for you. If you're looking to buy a new Ford, you have to check out my buddy, Jason Gudenkoff at Lewisburg Ford. They've been saving Midwest Ford buyers thousands of bucks for over 40 years because they do business the right way. They sell everything, check this out, for $50 over invoice. That's simple and cheap. And they win a lot of awards. In fact, they won Ford's President's Award 17 times. That's the top Ford award. And they only give it to dealers with superior customer satisfaction in sales and service. So they know how to take care of customers better than anybody. Now, what these guys know how to do also, keep this in mind, sell trucks. Lewisburg Ford has sold more F-150s than any other Ford dealership in greater Kansas City. That's 2 years running. And last year, they were the number one F-150 sales leader in the entire state of Kansas. So, no hassle. $50 over invoice pricing. Unparalleled customer satisfaction and a huge selection. That's a perfect recipe for selling trucks. So check out all their inventory and prices online at lewisburgford.com or give them a call at 816-444-2300.
New golf clubs, a big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160 for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money. 816-353-2160 or visit starcompanieskc.com.
Hey, welcome back, Golf Underground. All right, during the very short commercial break, George was figuring out what the internet is. And how you just get a little mouse and you scroll and then
he changes pick at the commercial.
Well, Max Homa, as you guys said, he's too much of a well-known guy. Harry was just in here and he said pick Rory, and I said he's too well-known, but he hasn't won there, so he could be a long shot because of his lack of success.
Yeah,
but I will not take him.
You recently played with a player that you just tried to pick. Austin, so let's talk about Austin Eckroat. Okay, let's talk about his game. Tell us about his game.
I was playing with Hayden Wood, Willie Wood's son, and Hayden went to Oklahoma State. And so Hayden calls, hey, let's go play golf. I said, fine. So I meet him at the course. He introduces me to this guy on the range. Hey, this is Austin. Hey, yeah, good to see you. And I forget who I was playing, who I was riding with, and this Austin guy is 3 under after 5 holes, and I'm going, man, you're pretty good. I said, do you play on the tour? And he says, yeah. And I said, the Corn Ferry? And he says, no, the PGA Tour. He shot 9 under.
Kind of like you did with Joel Damon.
Right.
He shot 9 under that day, and then, little to my surprise, like, he won 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
Honda?
Yeah.
The Honda. He won, and I think... He said he always struggled with his putting, and he was making everything. And I said, just watch how I putt now. I got a new putting stroke, and I think he kind of watched.
Casey, you think he picked up on it?
Made a minor adjustment, and he's won on tour. Last year, I think he was 50th on the tour and money list, and I never heard of him. But he's my long shot.
Does that mean you're going to get him on the show, or –
Are you capable of hooking any talent? Call up Hayden and then have Hayden hook me up with him and try to get him.
Maybe after he wins Augusta, we can have him.
Here's another one. Trevor Vance, the groundskeeper for the Royals.
Yeah.
Been there since George Stoma left.
Yeah.
It's his cousin.
Get out of town.
It's his cousin.
It's a small world, George.
It's a small world.
I met his aunt one time recently here.
Trevor's?
Eckroats.
Wow. Look at all this.
What's she doing in here?
I don't know. Working on her game, dialing it.
Wow. He has Kansas City ties. So I think we should, give him the old invite and maybe play a little golf with him and get him over here for a show.
Hey, you think we can get Caitlin Clark on the show? I've got a
ties.
Right. To Kansas City, right? My buddy Jimmy Krizak's cousin.
Yeah, Nizzy.
Yeah.
It's Nizzy.
Yeah.
It's Nizzy's niece.
Wait, it's Nizzy too? Is Nizzy a Krizak?
Mm-hmm. They're related.
Can she shoot it or what?
Did you watch that game? The Iowa-LSU game?
I watched the highlights.
It was unbelievable.
Not to digress, but I watched some deal on her shooting routine. So I think she does 100 threes a day, or at least in that practice. She made 87.
Oh.
She did free throws. She made 92. And then mid-range, I think she was at like 78 or something. So she was a little down on her mid-range.
Yeah, that's down, huh?
But the numbers are just...
So she's got the biggest game of her career coming up.
Yeah.
Right?
This is it.
Now, Tiger is preparing for the Masters by not having sex.
Correct.
What do you think the girl basketball player?
We're not going to talk about that, George. She's a college kid. She's not married. She shouldn't be having sex. Okay. Okay?
True story.
Remember, I've got college kids. Okay, so we're not going there.
I was just curious what your thoughts would be on that.
Yeah. What do you think of JT and Bones no longer having sex together?
Yeah, I did. That kind of hit me. I didn't know. I don't know what happened or if they got into it, or Bones is going in a different direction.
Charlie, do you hear anything since you play on the tour? Do you, have you heard anything about what happened? I'm sorry?
JT's or Bones? Bones got a bad knee.
Bones had a couple total knees here in the last 5 years, because when I was at Whisper with you, I saw him hobbling around a little bit.
Well, maybe he doesn't believe in JT anymore.
Well, but, you know, it
takes a toll.
I really don't think he needs the money, Bones. And if you're in that much pain carrying someone else's clubs.
Yeah, I would.
And I see him at Whisper Rock a lot, and he likes to play. And he's saying, do I want to carry clubs or do I want to play golf?
Yeah, right.
And so.
But you enjoy caddying more.
I do. I'm caddying for you this year.
Well, don't do that, because he never wins when you caddy for him.
We're going to run away. Well, he won the club championship 2 years ago.
Were you on his back?
I was on. I think I was on the bag one day.
The Watson Challenge is at Mission Hills this year.
Yeah.
Are you caddying for him?
I'm caddying.
Are you? What do you like your chances for him?
I do.
Are you playing in this, the Watson Challenge?
No.
Are you going to be out hunt?
He didn't qualify.
That's super cool. It's cool to come hang out with the boys for a long weekend. Well, there you go.
Well, you don't have the qualification to play in it. No, you don't. It's the best players in Kansas City. It's not the best players from New Zealand.
All right, let's talk for those that are listening. We've all been to Augusta. Have you even been to an actual tournament?
Yes.
So let's talk through the favorite vantage points. You're going to get there. You're going for a day. You don't know what the hell you're doing. You're going to come in. Where are you going to set up your deal? So first tip for what I'm going to tell you is go buy a chair or chairs, and then you're going to find a viewing spot. I really like 2T if you want to watch some guys bomb it, hit a little rope draw around the corner. I really like behind 7 green so that you can see that undulation. You can see them hit some wedges in there and spin it. 8 tee box.
If you're behind that, you get to see them hit the bomb drive on another par 5
on
number
8. I think
get it past the bunker.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good spot.
And you can watch the second shot on 9.
Correct.
Well, then comes down the hill. I think behind the 7th green is the best.
Well, and 6 is the par 3, right? 6 is the par 3 with the deep.
Yep.
And the undulation on that green is unbelievable.
Incredible.
So a great spot is set the chair up right behind that green and watch those balls come into you.
Coming into 15.
And you really see, because where they put that pin, if it's down low and you're high, you're not stopping that ball going back to the hole, right? And then later in the week, they put it up top.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place that few people think that's going to be the one spot they're going to.
Back left and you hit it short right. I mean, or pin high right. I mean, you got to play about 8 feet of break.
You're hitting a 60. I was telting you, Snedeker, Brett Snedeker he was up top. Pin was down low. It was on the Thursday, and he pulled out his 60-degree wedge on the green, hit it high, spun it halfway down the hill, and put it in the hole. He was the only guy of everyone I saw all day use a 60 on the green, and he didn't take a divot.
Yep, just a little clipper with lots of spin.
How do you do that?
Lots of practice.
Ask Woody. Woody did it on 17 at Pebble.
Yeah.
Different shot. He didn't hit a flopper. He hit the low
skeeter.
Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Back up. Slow down.
Yeah. Give me your take on that. What I heard was what he did was really try to hit it with the toe.
Toe down. Yeah.
Is your recommendation on that shot?
Are you saying Woodland did that? Or are you saying
I thought Woodland used that shot.
So toe down, get close to it so that you're going to have less of the club touching the grass at impact. You'll have a little less dig. Also, the club head is less likely to turn over. So then the only part that's really interacting with the turf is kind of that toe down. So the heel is sitting slightly off the ground.
Would you recommend that also for any shot off the green where you got to?
I like sometimes into the green, I'll go toe down. Obviously, you'll get less dig there. So I think there's a great application for it around the green. I think globally, a lot of people the struggle with chipping, get a little too much heel dig. Charlie and I's wedges and a lot of guys on tour are naturally, my lob wedge is the flattest club in my bag so that I can hit shots like that. Also, when I lay it open, the bunker, then I can lay that thing open like a spatula. And I just hate any heel dig out of the bunker.
Yeah. And one final question.
Did you bend your club to make it flatter?
Yeah, it's a degree flatter than my other wedges.
So, hey, on those shots, I'm in the tall rough off the green. Mm-hmm. You can either do the toe shot that we're talking about, or you can kind of cut across it. Mm-hmm. When would you do one or the other?
Depends on the lie. Obviously, if you're going to get a gnarly, nasty bird's nest lie, you're probably going to do more of the explosion shot where the handle might be a little lower and you're going to either cut across it or a little bit more of a bunker shot approach or explosion lower handle. So I think it just depends on the lie. What I would tell you, if you took five golfers and said, all right, we're going to go toe down over here with this shot out of the fairway lie, tight stuff, and then we're going to go heel down, I think you're going to, the guy that gets on his left side and hands higher, I think naturally on more of a chip mm-hmm. off of the tight stuff is going to be more successful on paper.
Yeah.
That's usually what I'm seeing.
So probably better for the mid-level handicappers, you're reducing a little risk.
Reducing risk. And I see a lot of mid-level handicappers increasing risk all day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
How would you hit that shot, George?
But
yeah. Hey, why don't we see guys? Why don't we see guys pulling out the three metal or the hybrid just off the green anymore?
Kami does that all the time. Our boy Kami,
yeah,
he's really good. He's really good at it. He takes like a 5 wood.
Yeah. But why is that not a thing? It kind of was a little phase, like the orange golf ball. Jerry Payne,
the Weekend Warriors are a phase for the tour
for the tour folks.
I think you'll see more of it when we get, you know, British Open and firm courses, or it's harder to get under the... You'll see it at Pinehurst for the U.S. Open. You'll see some guys playing shots with, you know, less lofted wedges, maybe 7 irons, 8 irons, bump and runs, even some sort of hybrid. I think when guys do their preparation, they'll play around with a lot of different clubs and different options to see what's going to give them the best chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Well... makes sense. So you got to be a good putter this week. If you were to coach someone who's going to play the Masters and you were going to give a putting lesson, because before we got on, you had a new youthful prospect who wants to come into the golf stable and work on their putting. And I know putting's tough because it's very personal, right? Some got the claw, some are, you know, whatever.
Lefty and low, some got the... I found a new one the other way. This one's called the spider web. I was working with a kid. He brought his hands in like this. My dad taught me this. It looks like the spider web to me. And I said, all right, let's try the spider web. And we tried the spider web. He couldn't hit the broadside of the barn, so we went back to the reverse overlap.
What do you use?
The reverse overlap.
So the reverse overlap is
like
overlap.
I'm like this, so that would be like this.
No, you're like this. The reverse overlap is just the most normal. Oh, my God. I'm done. Off the air. No, that's interlock. Overlap. First overlap is this. So you're putting with your left index finger, if you're a righter, right hand down the outside of the hands. That's just the most sought after and the most well-known putting stroke technique on the tour. Now you'll see more variation, left hand low, claw, some weird stuff going on with some guys' stuff. But overall, reverse overlap is... when a guy's struggling, he usually has some weird grip going.
Well, you got the claw.
I mean, it works for some guys. Yeah.
You got the claw.
I went to claw, and I love
it. But there's different types of claws. Like Moose, Heath Mirror, he's got the claw like this. Some people do the claw like that. You got the claw like this.
Underneath. Got to take out some air, some nerves.
And the reason you went to that is why?
My misses are better, and I don't practice.
Okay,
it's so weird
because you got the yips.
No, I just couldn't.
You just tried it. And you said, "Hey,
yeah,
misses are better."
Yeah. So,
all right, that makes sense. You got any plans for the Masters? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna watch it. Maybe I don't know. Maybe go over to George's and invite myself.
You'll have a good time because I'll be in Houston.
Perfect. We'll have a little party in your backyard.
Yeah, you're gonna have the
celebrity grill. I mean, Brock might come over. I think he came over to shoot a deal yesterday, and we'll use the grill and do some chipping.
I did it one take, too.
You're a one take.
I just did a one take.
You did a commercial?
So what do you want to do? The Celebrity Greens guy, Paul Turf, So he wanted me just to do a deal. So I said, okay, so yeah, this is what I'd love to do. I love to cook. So I showed him the Green Egg, showed him the Traeger, showed him the gas grill, showed him my Blackstone TV fire pit. And I go, you know, before I put this green in, I'd always be out here barbecuing by myself.
Yeah.
Now I got the green out here. Now we have putting contests. And man, I was putting on a show. Wait till you see this video. I was putting on a show chipping. It was a chipping exhibition.
Oh.
It was, I mean, balls were hitting, checked in. Then I was doing bump and runs. I'd hit some flop shots.
Get out.
No. Boom. Lipping out from 20 feet. You know, it was.
Did he put water in the roller? Because, you know, remember we had to put the roller together?
Yeah.
Last year, did he finally put water in it?
I have not rolled it in a while. Then I showed him how to sweep it. And my back was bothering me the last few days, so I didn't want to start rolling it. But.
Yeah, so, that's why you pay people for that, George.
All right. Well, let's maybe do a show over there, can we?
Yeah. Okay. Love to. We did one over there one night.
Yeah, let's do more. We did one with Parker. Mitch.
With Parker.
Parker Mitch. McCollum.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Parker is going to be on Sunday nights. Parker McCollum, for all you country music ladies, love Parker McCollum. He's handsome.
Engaged, isn't he?
He's married.
He's always married.
He's married, but he is one of the acts. Like, you know, I was watching TV over the weekend. They're like, the CMT Awards on Sunday with Parker McCollum. Oh, yeah. He's like one of the, you know, the dudes that they bring out. Yeah. He's famous now. And it all started with the Golf Underground.
You're right.
You know?
We put him on the map.
We did.
How many guys came on the show and then went on to win? Afterwards,
well, it sounds like
five. Joel Damon. Nobody heard of Joel Damon.
No one heard of Joel Damon.
We got him on the show.
No. Jerry hadn't won in a while, and he went on to do a U.S. Open.
Yeah,
right.
But who else went on to win?
You name it. Everybody's had success since they've come on the show.
JT Poston.
Poston.
Yeah, he's been
Wiener.
Yeah.
Wiener.
Yeah. I think if we get Ricky Fowler on, we'll enhance his career even more. With his good comeback.
Brand likeness.
It could be kind of fun to take the show on the road, go someplace and do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we were going to go to Savannah with Drew Hinesley. Drew Hinesley, our caddy, was going to be on the bag, right? We were going to have a big trip. He had it all set up for us. He was disappointed when we're not coming. But let's do a road show.
I think it would be awesome. Get some guys ahead of time. It's kind of like the Super Bowl. Everybody goes down there and sets up Radio Row.
Yes,
we could do something like that.
Maybe the Tahoe, sounds
like a Scottsdale trip. No, we're not doing Tahoe. Scottsdale trip. Scottsdale trip.
Oh, you would. Yeah, you want to do this?
Put up yellow ropes. I'm not very good.
Yeah, you don't like that.
I don't like yellow ropes.
Yeah. Hey,
never do it. That shirt I gave you, the white shirt, I drew yellow lines on it. You should wear that every night, Harry. It's our friend Harry's over here from New Zealand.
You don't like cutting the 3 footers.
Well, you know what? I've never missed one. Never missed one.
Yeah, what?
Are you kidding? What? I've never missed one.
You don't putt them.
Well, exactly.
It's good.
So then when you got to putt them, it's hard.
Yeah.
You go, man, I can't miss this.
Hey, well, listen, with your Rolodex of amazing, famous friends, we expect 2024, the rest of the year, to be loaded with amazing guests. Question on that. If you pulled out your contact list on that iPhone of yours, what would be the most famous name?
It's easy. Like him or don't like him, Trump.
He's not on the Rolodex.
He's not in the contacts.
I don't know who it would be.
Come on, who do you think you're?
I don't know who it would be. And Merkin McInerney.
Huh?
Brock. Steve Schroeder.
All right, this way.
There's one from Trump. Wanting money. Get 20 of them.
All right. Well, good. Listen, we hope everybody has a wonderful Masters. It's the greatest. To me, it's just the start of summer, spring. Yeah. It's right around the corner. If you're planning on getting a vasectomy, I'd make the call right now to get in on Wednesday. It's the big, weekend where you.
It's probably the biggest one.
It's the biggest
day to get a vasectomy.
That's right. You get your bag of peas.
Put some peas on your nardles and just watch golf.
Yeah, and don't forget the tip that you learned here on the off.
Question for you: I'm going to be in Houston for a wedding.
Yeah,
I'm playing Houston Country Club.
Nice.
You ever played it?
No.
You ever heard of it?
I have.
And then the next day, that's Thursday and Friday, we're playing River Rock or River something, the River Club.
River Cut? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think I have friends who are members there. This Tony Torres moved down there.
Really?
He lives in the Woodlands.
But I heard they're both really good courses.
Yeah.
I've never played golf in Houston, so I'm looking forward to
that. That surprises me. Yeah. As old as you are and as much as you've golfed.
Never been to Houston.
Yeah.
They were in an American League and back then, and there was no reason for me to go there.
All right. Well, we're supposed to still get Justin Reed. We were supposed to play with him today on this very day. We're going to have Justin Reed was going to be our we're going to golf at Lock, and he's got some appearance or something. So
best deal.
It's when you're Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, by the way, if anyone has seen Rashee Rice, please just call the Golf Underground and we'll
help him get dialed in.
All right. Hey, you've been listening to Golf Underground. See you next time from the stable.